here's what a beach vacation to Cape Hatteras or Cape Lookout might be like later this century.
The summers could average as hot as those of Galveston, Texas. And it is well over a half of the land out there that is vulnerable to being covered by a rising sea.
That's the report's lead author, Stephen Saunders. He's with the Rocky Mountain Climate Organization, which, along with the National Resources Defense Council, cited more than 100 scientific studies to produce this report. Saunders says large swaths of the Outer Banks are less than 3 feet above sea level right now, and we're not just talking about beachfront property. He says best-case scenario, sea level will rise almost 2 feet by the end of this century, and that's counting on major reductions in carbon emissions.
But if we don't make these changes, we're looking at what could easily be 5 feet of sea level rise.
A North Carolina science panel previously came up with an estimate in between those two scenarios. It said sea level will rise a little more than 3 feet by the end of the century. That would put much of the low-lying land along the North Carolina coast underwater. But coastal business and development interests didn't like that take, and the Republican-controlled state legislature passed a law this summer forcing the state science panel to change its estimates. The law mandates that for the next 4 years, sea level forecasts can't be based on climate change. Scientists can only use historical trends. Saunders says that's the equivalent of putting your head in the sand. For WFAE News, I'm Michael Tomczyk in Charlotte.